Hey everybody, this is Ali Ciardo and the Photo Field Notes podcast, and just a couple quick updates, reminders before we get into the episode today. First thing, if you're a new listener, you can get show notes and all kinds of great stuff over at photofieldnotes.com. You'll also find my three-day crash course that goes through all kinds of the ins and outs of how I built my six-figure photography business, and tips on shooting in high sun, and all kinds of great freebies that will help you grow your business. So second thing, if you have 1 minute, also over at photofieldnotes.com, if you click on the link to see it in iTunes, I would completely love, if you think that this podcast is worthy of 5 stars, I would absolutely love for you to leave a quick review. You don't even have to write anything, you just click it to review it, and that helps other people find the podcast. All right, let's get into the episode today.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
So, the big question, does blogging still actually matter to photographers? And I talked all about spending time focused on getting blog posts out there and getting featured in other places a couple weeks ago, where I talked about marketing and focusing for a year at a time or whatever amount of time it takes you to really get those building blocks in place for your business, those kind of more evergreen pieces of marketing. And since then, I've seen a few people question whether blogs actually matter anymore, because now they see that people are pulled in so many directions, more directions than ever. And there are just so many little bite-sized bits of content out there to distract them. But honestly, I think that blogging still matters, because as long as people are using search engines to find what they're looking for, SEO is going to matter. And that means that writing blog posts with the right keywords to help people find you is still going to be important. And getting featured might not drive quite the traffic that it used to, but you're still getting those inbound links, you're still going to get some traffic, and you're still going to get that credibility that comes with being featured. And then once you've created the great content, here's what's important. You let social media work with you. You don't have to recreate content across every single platform. You take that content and you repurpose it everywhere. So you pin the images with relevant keywords that are going to drive people back to your posts. Like, use Pinterest as a search engine. And then share the images to Instagram and share the images to Facebook. And then remember, if you listened to my interview with Sarissa Carlson a few weeks ago about social media, she talked about creating a Facebook Live where you give some tips. And I think, you know, I was thinking a lot about this because I was like, oh, that's a lot of work. Like, that's distracting. What are you going to do with that? But I think it's actually brilliant, because what you can do is you can put your effort into the content. And then once you have your content, you repurpose it by doing a Facebook Live around the same blog post. So if you're writing a post with tips about, like, I don't know, where to get ready for your wedding day, like what to do in your getting ready room, and you're talking about, okay, make sure that you put all your crap in this corner out of the way and make sure that you like think about the lighting and blah, blah, blah. You can make that into a blog post, and then you can also record a quick Facebook Live where you talk about it. And that way people who don't feel like reading or who won't take the time to read are going to listen. Because think about it. You're listening to this podcast. You may or may not be the kind of person who likes to read. Maybe you're driving right now, or you're editing photos, or you're working out, or you're, blah, I don't know, walking your dog. Whatever it is, you might be doing something right now. It's very likely that you're doing something right now that you can only listen, you can't read. Like, your eyes are doing something else. So a lot of people feel that way, where they have time to listen to things, but they don't necessarily have time to sit there and read things. So take that content and record it. And then you can even put that link at the top of the blog post and say, hey, if you're the kind of person who prefers to listen, you can listen over here. So you're only creating like the general vibe of the content once, where you have to sit down and be like, okay, what are my tips? Okay, 1, 2, 3. You've created that once, and then you repurpose it and you kind of put them together, blog post, Facebook Live. So I think that's really smart, that tip that Sarissa gave, and something that we could all be doing. And then the other thing that I think is important is keep an eye on your Google Analytics. And if you have a blog post that becomes really popular and starts to drive a lot of traffic, or like find your tips that are being read the most, or your blog posts that are being seen the most, and then see if you can turn it into a freebie where people can start to opt into your email list and get bonus content that's related to that content. And so this kind of gets a little bit more advanced, and that's why don't do this right away. Like, publish, just get content out there. And then a year from now, you can look at your Google Analytics and you can say, hey, this blog post is driving a lot of traffic. What can I do to have people opt in and get on my email list in like content related to this? So I did that with a popular blog post that I wrote. And I think it's important if you're trying to stay local. I know some people want to be destination wedding photographers or destination photographers. Personally, I do not. I maybe want to do like one travel wedding per year or none. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. I want to stick in my local market or like at least within the state of Michigan or, you know, close enough. So I'm not trying to market to the whole world. I'm trying to market to my local market. So I had a blog post that was related to the local area and I had it out there and I put it on Pinterest. I noticed that it was getting a lot of traffic. And so I took that content and I turned a lot of it into a freebie. So people can't get it anymore if they just come to the site. They actually have to opt in through that page to get the full content. They have to get on my email list to get the full content. And then I wrote 5 days of emails. It kind of first thing I did was just put it up there, start gathering emails. And then I created 5 days of emails that would go out every day, like an intro series. And so for 5 days, they would get more tips and they would gain trust in my business. And some people would unsubscribe. And I thought, you know what, that's great. That means that you were never terribly interested anyway. So it's been about 2 months and I have 80 people on my list who have gone all the way through the series and who are still on my list. So that's 80 people who are local to my market, who went through all 5 days of my emails without unsubscribing, and who I can now email anytime about my business. So I couldn't have done all that without blogging in the first place, finding tips within my local market to blog in the first place. So think about what you could share with your local market, or like, can you partner up with local vendors or boutiques or whatever to share tips that are going to be relevant to local people and things that they're searching for locally, especially in Pinterest. So I also point people toward blog posts when they have questions. So they'll be like, hey, do I need a second photographer? Oh, hey, I've got you. Like, I've got a blog post about that. And actually, if it's something really valuable like that, I'll actually send that to them before they even ask, like in the booking process. When they first inquire, I can send them to that blog post. And then when they go to book their package, they'll have a better feel for what they need. And then I'm the expert. Or like, what should I wear? Or just all these questions that you see people having. And then again, you can generally combine that with the idea that Sarissa had with using Facebook Lives. Okay, so let's break it down into kind of like a step-by-step, how to use blogging in the most valuable way for your business. Step one, figure out the questions that people have. Anytime that someone asks you a question or asks you for guidance on anything related to photos, write it down. Step two, take those questions and over time, try to write blog posts to answer those questions. And then step three, figure out how you can repurpose that content through Pinterest, like pin the post and the images, Instagram, Facebook, etc. Maybe even create a Facebook Live with the same tips for people who prefer listening over reading. Step four, point your current clients or your new inquiries toward that content to help prep them for their sessions or for their weddings. You're the expert now. And then step five, see what content is resonating the most. This is, again, this is the more advanced step that you don't have to do right away. A year from now, see what content is resonating the most and driving the most page views or coming up the most through search, and add a freebie to grow your email list. And kind of bonus or going along with this, if you can come up with content that's related to your local market, that's going to be the most valuable for your email list because you know that you're capturing local people who are interested in sessions in your area. So, for example, I have a blog post that I wrote about how to create a wedding day timeline. And that's really useful for me when I want to help my couples write a wedding day timeline. But I put it on Pinterest and I get a lot of people who find it through Pinterest, like daily it's getting pinned. I'm getting a ton of traffic to it, but it's not that helpful for me in terms of growing my email list or really even in necessarily booking weddings because I am not, like I said, I'm not doing destination weddings. I don't want to book weddings all over the place. So I'm getting more value out of creating content that's going to help people locally. So you really want to focus on local content, not every single post, because there's plenty of content that you can share with your current clients and answer questions. But if you can come up with a couple of local posts that are really relevant to photography and tips and blah, 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 that's going to be the most helpful. So blogging to me is still really relevant. It's more evergreen than a lot of other strategies, but it becomes more useful if you're repurposing that content to achieve a few different goals with the content. And yes, I do think that blogging a session or a wedding is still a nice way to show off your work, so you don't have to stop doing that. I use these to help clients see examples of sessions that are similar to what they're looking for. So if they say, hey, we want something with great fall colors, I can send them a few different ideas based on past sessions, or like, here's what people wore to those sessions. Or if they're like, hey, we want our engagement session to look like a date night out in the town, I know exactly what to send them as examples. So content in general is always helpful if you can use it in a few ways. So I get a lot of value from sending blog posts to my clients to show them that I'm the expert, show them that I know what I'm talking about, and to guide them. So always think about how you can be using whatever it is you're sharing in another way. Mostly for me, it's sharing it with current clients. How is this going to help my current clients, you know, have a better experience with me? So that does it for this week. I will be back soon. Take care and have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.